Dictation for Ella, ELLA Kenny, KENNY, April 1935. Address as a letter, Dr. Kozlowski, KOZLOV as in Victor, SKI, 4631534. Dear Dr. Kozlowski, consultation Mrs. Kenny with abnormal kidney function. Comes a company of two daughters, Della, D-E-L-L-A, and Diane, D-I-A-N-E. There has been some change of kidney function over the last few months. She has underlying diabetes, hypertension, coronary artery disease, peripheral vascular disease, an aortic valve replacement, denies change of weight or appetite. There is nausea but no vomiting, minor degree of dysphagia, no abdominal pain, no diarrhea, bleeding. Excuse me, does have abdominal pain on the right groin, no diarrhea, bleeding, no anti-inflammatory agents, chronic lower extremity claudication, chronic tremors of the head, recurrent urinary tract infection, has been followed urology, Dr. Liu, L-I-U. Cystoscopy has been canceled, been treated for urinary tract infection. There is nocturia, but no incontinence, no kidney stones, no gross hematuria, chronic edema, presently no compressing stockings, no ulcers. She fell a week ago, uses a walker, denies loss of consciousness, no trauma to the head, no focal deficit, no emergency room visit. She has problems with unsteadiness, sleep apnea but not using the machine, denies the use of oxygen, no purulent material hemoptysis. Next paragraph, the past medical history for diabetes, retinopathy, blindness from the left eye, hypothyroidism replacement, anxiety, depression, hypertension, renal failure, coronary artery disease, total of 5 stents. The most recent one at Henry Ford, heart attack, pacemaker, atrial fibrillation, congestive heart failure, aortic valve replacement, hyperlipidemia, presently on Repatha, REPATHA, as she's not tolerating cholesterol treatment, bilateral lower extremity procedures, angioplasty stents, prior TIA to stroke, 2007 complications of the heart attack, complications of cardiac cath with vascular damage and large hematoma, memory problems, denies the vein thrombosis pulmonary embolism, apparently blood transfusion at the time of complications of cardiac cath 2007. Next paragraph, surgeries including appendix, gallbladder, hernia repair, bilateral, apparently more than one on the right side, tonsils, procedure for peripheral vascular disease, coronary artery stents as indicated above, aortic valve replacement TVAR, T-V-A-R, knee scope, eye surgeries, macular degeneration, pacemaker, hysterectomy, including tubes and ovaries, next paragraph, present medications, Eliquis, Cardicen, Brilinta, vitamin D, lipoic acid, a number of supplements, Lasix, Repatha, R-E-P-E-T-H-A, no anti-inflammatory agents, and off clipizide. Next paragraph, side effects to morphine, Vicodin, Dilaudid, Norcon, statins, latex, as well as environmental pollen and grass. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 122, blood pressure 180 over 90 on the right, 172.90 on the left. Decreased hearing, normal speech, no severe respiratory distress, no facial asymmetry, no expressive aphasia, pacemaker on the left upper chest, irregular breathing AFib, lungs distant clear with oral wheezes, no pericardial rap, no abdominal ascites or distension, tenderness on the right lower quadrant, bilateral banions, worse on the left comparing to the right, pulses are actually strong, no gross cyanosis, gangrene, minor edema, probably trace, tremors mostly of the head, deformity of the lower thoracic and upper lumbar area, probably osteoporosis. Next paragraph, creatinine has been increased from April to September from 1.4, 1.5, 1.6, 1.8, and GFR dropping from 36 to 26. We repeat chemistry is October, creatinine back to 1.4 at GFR of 36, electrolyte normal, acid-base normal, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus normal, minor increased PTH at 70.5, no monoclonal protein, no plasma cell disorder, mild anemia 12.4 with abnormal white blood cell platelets, prior albumin creatinine ratio mild elevated 98, prior iron deficiency with low ferritin 19, saturation 15%, prior normal B12 and free T4, although minor increase of TSH 6.2. Prior elevated bilirubin 1.7 with other liver function tests within normal limits. An echocardiogram from August 2021. Normal ejection fraction 55%, moderate pulmonary hypertension, the presence of the aortic valve replacement by a prosthesis, pacemaker, enlargement of atria, moderate mitral regurgitation, a CT scan abdomen pelvis without contrast, this is September last year, 2021, coronary artery calcifications, renal cortical atrophy without obstruction or stones, severe plaque of distal aorta, right-sided inguinal hernia with pad containing small area. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3, an episode of acute change that has returned to baseline. Patient has lively hypertensive nephrosclerosis, cannot rule out renal artery stenosis, requesting a kidney ultrasound and potentially arterial Doppler. Notice the severe hypertension predominance with minor increase of diastolic, typical for hypertension, renal artery stenosis. She has extensive arterial disease, coronary arteries, lower extremities, aortic valve. She has no symptoms of uremia, no evidence of decompensation of congestive heart failure or pulmonary edema, no evidence of pericarditis. Continue to monitor over time. She does not require dialysis, and also she's not interested. Importance of salt restrictions, physical activity. We will adjust blood pressure medications accordingly. Slowly, we're trying to bring it down less than 160, eventually probably close to 140. She's only on one blood pressure medicine, which is the diltiazem, and as needed LASIX, which is not on a regular basis. She requires better blood pressure control. We'll see what the kidney ultrasound shows and potentially arterial Doppler. Given her age, simple things need to be done. We need to avoid complex issues. End of dictation.